Random House Audio presents The Bridge of Peace by Cindy Woodsmall. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. In loving memory of the best, most dedicated teacher in my life, my mom. You were strong, gentle, wise, and flawed. You taught me to read, write, and never give up on God. You taught me to cherish friendships, be stalwart in hardships, and take great pleasure in the little things life offers. I am grateful for everything you took time to teach me, and I'm grateful for everything I learned while you were simply being you. It was your passing that caused me to begin writing, for when I lost you, I lost a part of me. I'll miss you forever. Chapter 1. Quiet hung in the air inside the one-room schoolhouse as the children waited on Lena's next action. The curiosity she loved to stir in her scholars now filled their minds in ways she wished she could erase. The hush wasn't out of respect, or desk work, or learning. Staring into defiant eyes, she stood. "Return to your seat, Peter." With his back to the other students, he leaned across her oak desk. "Make me." The threat in his voice was undeniable. She'd spoken to his parents about his behavior, but they'd believed that their son was only kidding and that she was taking his words and actions all wrong. Nothing about the conduct of this 6-foot man-child hinted at humor. He wasn't teasing, but he was toying with her, like her barn cats did with field mice before killing their prey. Feeling as unsightly as a wounded rodent was part of daily life for her.